gotta go off top. Ready?
Yeah.
Count me in. Malik, count me in.
All right. Three.
No, two. You don't. You do the 5-4, then the 2-1 is silent.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
This guy's never been on set.
5-4-3.
Action. Okay. And action. Welcome to So You Ruined the Party Again. This is mine and Randy's podcast, and it's about times you wrecked a party, but you're going to do better in the future. And it's brought to you today by Comedy Here Often Podcast Network. And I didn't want to say that. I didn't want to say it was brought to you by them, but they made me say it. I said, if you make me fucking say that at the start of my fucking podcast, I'll kill myself. They said, all right, we'll sponsor your funeral. So that's the podcast today. Anyways, I'm joined by Randy Neumeier.
Hi.
And today our guest, you know, my best friend, Malik Ellisil.
Hello, everybody. What's going on?
I'm your best friend, too.
Is that...
Yeah, is Bobby your best friend?
You wanted me to... Listen, I'm very happy to be here. It's really nice to be on the show.
This is what best friends do. They get make each other.
I don't know. Gina would be like, yeah, Randy is my best friend. Like, she's proud to say I am.
Who?
Gina.
Bobby's always saying that.
What the fuck? No, I'm not. I never said that. That was the first time I said it. That was a big reveal.
Oh. Ah, man. I really wish you didn't do this on the podcast.
God, me too.
Malik, who's your real best friend? Just tell us now. Who is your real best friend?
Don't.
Bobby doesn't want to hear it.
God, it's going to make me so sick.
Who is it?
No.
Come on.
I love Bobby. Bobby, listen, Bobby, you're great. Nah.
What?
It's Bobby. It's
nice.
Bobby.
Okay.
And his fucking little friend John
it
over there
Bobby.
In Calgary.
Yeah.
His little friend John.
My little friend John.
I have this friend since childhood. Fucking douche.
And Bobby hates him because I'm good friends with him.
And the worst part about hating him is he's a super nice guy.
Does John hate Bobby?
Yes.
He does?
No, he doesn't hate you. It's just every time that you've met him, you made a bad first impression and then you made a bad second impression.
What about the third? If I've met him three times, I do not remember the first two impressions, so I'm sure they were terrible.
Yeah, I don't know. I think he just needs more FaceTime with you is all.
I refuse to give it to him.
Well, he probably hasn't met sober Bobby.
That's the thing.
Yes.
Bobby's a lot different now.
Yeah, and you never will meet sober Bobby, because if I ever have to talk to that guy face to face, I will start drinking again immediately.
On the spot. Getting ready to meet him.
I always carry a tiny bottle of whiskey in my pocket so I can always get my way. If somebody says, you got to do this, I say, I'll do it, but I'm going to drink this whole fucking thing.
You flip your AA chip and then you catch it in your mouth and gulp it down.
I swallow it. I say, there goes that. Here we go.
I love Bobby. Bobby is my best friend.
This is a new podcast. It's Talking Over Women. Bobby Warner.
No, there's a lag.
Yeah. Yeah, right. I was going to say, so Malik is our first COVID positive guest.
Yeah. COVID positive, body negative. That is the name of his album coming out. He body shames people left and right. It's crazy, actually.
Bobby, now there's a lot of things I could say that I'm not going to say.
Oh, yeah.
About my calves? Okay.
I did ask for Bobby dirt. When I booked Malik, I said, bring some Bobby dirt.
He's got it, but it's all sad.
Oh, it's sad.
Yeah. No, I don't know. Well, he gave me COVID.
I did give him
gave
COVID.
It to me.
Yeah, I mailed it to him.
Like SARS?
Yeah. In asbestos. I mailed him asbestos, but I also coughed on it and gave him COVID.
You guys have a weird friendship.
We have a weird friendship? No, we don't.
Yeah.
We have a very pure
friendship. I feel like Malik never knows what you're talking about.
Well, not when there's a lag.
No, I do feel like the energy of the podcast is different than the fact that I'm on it.
Oh, it's just because you're our first video guest ever.
Yeah, this fucking sucks, to be honest. Really? I wish you were here in real life. It doesn't suck. I mean, if the viewers are listening, this is a good episode. Listen to the whole thing.
You know, oh, yeah.
Definitely don't tune out now.
Episodes.
Yeah.
This is one of the biggest episodes we've had. We have an all-star. And the twist later is crazy.
Yeah.
Oh, God. Yeah. Don't even get me started.
Yeah.
Do you want to tell us a party story?
Good God, this is fucked. Let's be honest.
Okay. Every time we say something, let's just pause for 3 seconds.
That makes for great listening. The viewers are going to love that. That's what they say about our podcast. They say, not enough dead air, please.
Yeah, I'll wait. Party story?
Yeah.
There was one
of you ruining a party.
Of me ruining a party? Yes. I have one of those. You were there, Bobby. You were there for this.
I was.
There's one where it was okay. This is just a quick one that wasn't really like me ruining a party. It was just a story of Bobby at a party. There was when me and Bobby used to live in Edmonton together, and there was a one point where Bobby was just trying to cause trouble all the time. Like he was an agent of chaos.
And
we went to this like
chaotic evil,
there
too.
Was like a party house, chaotic evil. You were not neutral. You were like trying, we went to this party house and we don't know whose house it was. It was just some house. I was like meeting somebody there, and then Bobby and then our other roommate Will came with us, and you guys were like standing in the foyer at one point. I remember you guys had been there for a while, and you just like saw a skateboard leaned up against the wall, and then you like looked at our roommate Will, and then you looked back, and then you just like knocked the skateboard over. You just wanted to.
Yeah, it's true. And
you
the thing
knocked
is,
knocked it over.
I found out whose house that was later. Became friends with some cool guys.
Oh, wow.
Cool guys. Yeah.
Yeah. Would you have knocked their skateboard over if you had known?
At that point, maybe.
Really? Because you knocked over their skateboard, and then Will was like your father, where he was like, let's go. Immediately, he's like, let's go. Let's get out of here.
He took me home. Yes, I was. I had enough.
Yeah, you guys left after that.
Yeah, had to go.
Was Will ever like, okay, I know Will was kind of like a bad boy like Bobby here.
Kinda.
But, well, yeah. The biggest bad boy of them all. But was he ever kind of like a dad? Was he ever like a dad figure?
Will was a dad. Like, you know, had no business giving the advice that he was giving, you know?
Yeah. He was like a dad like who should have been absent.
Yes.
Yeah.
Bobby and Will were both like trying to outdo each other at that point in their lives, it seemed like.
I have no idea.
Honestly, I feel bad about this. I feel like I'm just calling Bobby out.
No, it's true. It was
the episode is.
Quite a period.
Oh, I've heard of it. I've heard of this period.
Wait, did you hear from Simon?
There was one day.
Simon told me.
Nice.
Simon tell you there was one day where me and Will we're sick of Bobby. Bobby was beaking us. Do you remember this day? You were beaking us, telling us, you were just calling us both a bunch of names, and we had had it. It was a long night already. It was the time I came to visit Edmonton.
Okay.
Before I had actually lived there. And you were just chirping both of us. And me and Will didn't even really know each other that much at this point. But we teamed up. And I think we both like sat on your limbs. We sat on your limbs and kind of held you down, and we beat on your leg.
I have had that done to me twice before. Once by you guys, once by Jared Campbell. And both times you feel like a real shell of a man afterwards. I gotta be honest.
Yeah. In tandem, both trying to like incapacitate your leg.
And it worked.
You
would stop talking shit, but you wouldn't. You wouldn't the whole time. You were like, that doesn't hurt at all. You shit, and you just like kept.
That reminds me of like Reagan from The Exorcist. Just like.
Yeah. It was very much like that because he was on his back, but he turned his neck all the way around to talk shit to us.
Yeah. Spat on him. It was all sorts of stuff.
Yeah, I've actually been beaten like that.
Really?
Yeah, my brother would sit on me and he would punch the shit out of my back until I had no strength left in me. And then I would crawl on the carpet.
Damn. Like in a spider crawl thing?
Like I couldn't, like, you know when you've just been... You've been punched so much that you have no energy to get up.
I had a great childhood.
When Bobby has been punched that much, he keeps going. He keeps talking shit. That was the thing.
I use it as fuel.
Oh yeah. I like that. I'm glad I never witnessed it, but I like to hear stories about it.
Yeah, it's a lot more fun to hear about than to live.
No, and I'm glad we're like through all of that right now. Like, yeah, it was a pretty wild time.
Malik, was it fun?
Yeah. Oh no.
Tobin actually said to he said it was a very dark time in his own life.
Tobin?
Yeah.
Yeah, it probably was. Yeah, the like night before he had to drive to Vancouver to move out to Vancouver. I don't know if I should be telling this. It wasn't Tobin. It was someone else. You know, it was Tobin. The night before he had to move out to Vancouver, he had to drive like 12 hours the next day. And it was like my first night in Edmonton. And the first person I saw in Edmonton when I moved there was Will. And the first thing he said to me was, "Do you do coke?" And then the first thing I said to him was,
"Oh,
yes."
No.
So that night, it was Tobin's last night in town. And he had, I don't think, ever done coke. And so he did with us. And he stayed up until like 6 a.m. and then slept for like an hour and drove like 12 hours the next day. Which, yeah, I think we really rubbed off on him in the wrong way.
I don't think he did that again, so you taught him a lesson.
I think we did, yeah. And, you know, it was a lesson we probably should have learned ourselves.
Well, first night I was in Edmonton, that same night that we beat on your legs, Bobby kept trying to get me to try coke for the first time. So it was like a thing.
What, he just like come up to you with a bump, be like, eh?
Yeah, he had a key. He was chasing me with a key.
Yeah, I was like, nobody's bringing me up. I'm dragging everyone down.
Yeah.
What about you?
Yeah,
what about
a
party story for yourself?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. When's the time you ruined a party?
There was, you know, Chris LaBelle, Randy?
Yes. We just talked about him on the last.
I told her the PCP story.
Actually, I've never met him.
Oh, that's a...
I just know legend.
Oh, man. You've heard the myth? Yeah.
Yeah.
So he used to bring me and Bobby and our friend Jake out on the road a lot. And there was one time we went to a place called Rocky Mountain House. It's like this little town in Alberta. It was this beautiful place, and we were just out there. And I used to drink at this point. At this point, I would like I
wait. Are
I
you
drank
off the
sometimes.
Sauce?
I don't touch the stuff.
Wow. Yeah. Oh, he did learn a lesson from you, Will. That's wonderful.
Oh yeah, dude, I'm clean. I'm straight edge.
Oh, that gross. Or not, you still smoke weed.
No, I don't.
Really?
He's, I don't do you, anything.
Do you smoke cigarettes?
No, he jewels.
I vape, which I want to get back on the cigarettes, to be honest. I'm sick of this vape.
I feel like, yeah, you're allowed to have one. You're allowed to have one thing. You don't drink, you don't smoke weed. Give yourself some cigs.
Yeah, honestly, I like cigs better. I feel like vaping is... Which, okay, whatever. Okay, we're in Rocky Mountain House. yeah, at this point, we're just getting trashed. Chris LaBelle finds a local who's making, like, moonshine. I don't know how he got a hold of this guy, but he starts... He buys, like, a bunch of mason jars of this moonshine, and then we start... we start like drinking it, and we're just like talking about how easy it is to drink and like how it doesn't even taste like anything. It's like apple pie moonshine. We're like, this stuff is amazing. You can like, and we start having it at like breakfast and stuff. Yeah. And we had like one show, and it was like a show in like a corner store, like the corner store and the side of the building, there was a show. So we were like just like drinking beers all day and shit, and then like just having this moonshine. And then we start having the moonshine with dinner after the show. I have like chicken breast and these vegetables, because I'm like, you know, I'm drinking all this terrible stuff. Let me have like a healthy meal. So I have like chicken breast with vegetables, and then we're like gonna go out, you know. And the whole plan is like, we're going to go out and LaBelle's taking us to the strip club, and Bobby's so pumped. And I like Bobby's like so excited to go. And I was
which
like,
was
I don't want
to
go.
Every time
like
I went to a strip club though, I would just get super depressed. But going to them always seemed
so
super fun. Yeah, I know. I don't know what it was.
Yeah. In the abstract, like, people have the idea was great. Mm-hmm. But I had taken one hit of a joint, so I was starting to spin. So I didn't want to go. I was sitting on the porch, and I was like, I'm just going to play Mario Kart. You guys go without me. And then Bobby makes me go. And we pull up to the strip club, and then our friend Jake doesn't have his ID. So we have to just like roam the town of Rocky Mountain House while Chris LaBelle and like his other like cokehead friends went inside the strip club. and so we just like walked around. We like found a liquor store and everything, and we just like sat on top of some roofs in this small town just chilling. And then like later on, LaBelle finds us. He picks us up in this like nice car. We don't know how, like, because I don't remember how we got out to this place.
Yeah, not in that car.
It's like a Porsche Jeep that comes and picks us up. It's like a really nice car. And so we all get in, and I'm just like sitting, and there's like people in there that like weren't there at the beginning. There's like more people than before in the back of the car. So we all get in. Bobby gets in the back with the strangers, and you're like living it up. You're like so excited.
It's riffing.
That all these people are here.
Yeah. Yeah, it's killing.
Riffing. You're cracking up these new people. And I'm sitting next to Jake, our buddy Jake, and the car's going, and he finds there's like a dildo in the packaging, and he's starting to put it in my face and stuff, and I'm starting to feel it in my stomach, and I'm like, don't, you know, okay, so like I start feeling like something's gonna happen.
Yeah.
My stomach's starting to hurt. But you know, you're just denying it. You're just like, I can think my way out of it. And then Jake puts the dildo in my face, and like I got like very serious for a moment. I tried to look at him like in his eyes and be like, buddy, please stop. And then I think at the very last moment, like he saw how serious I was and then just left me alone. And then I finally asked the guy to pull over, and then he goes, why? And then the minute he goes, why, I like projectile vomited. Over the passenger seat onto Chris LaBelle.
Who is not the kind of guy you want to puke.
No, I puked up chicken breast and vegetables all over him as the car is pulling over. I've already puked everywhere. And then Bobby just screams, oh, you fucked up.
Which he
my head
did.
Down. I did. And then car stops. LaBelle rips open the door. I stumble out. He like rips off his shirt and screams like, ah, like into the night.
And then he kicks Malik in the chest.
What?
Yeah, then he kicked me pretty hard in the chest. And I just like took a knee on the side of this highway, and I was like, I deserve it.
Which you did not.
I guess not. I don't know. I did puke all over him, but I was just like, I just had my stomach kicked and I had puke all over. He like ripped off his shirt and threw it away. And yeah, I was just sitting there like, I'm a piece of shit. I deserve this.
Oh my God, my face hurts.
Man, I totally forgot about that story.
Yeah, and then the whole drive home, Bobby's like, man, did you ever fuck up? The whole ride home.
And he's and the I'm one who like forced silent. You out.
Yeah. Sort of my MO.
And then I cleaned this random person's car in front of these cabins that we were staying in. And I thought I was going to get killed in the woods. No, I didn't.
It's really funny that they like made you clean it and watched you do it, even though you were like so drunk, doing such a terrible job. They could have cleaned it in like 2 minutes themselves, but just watched you struggle for like 20 minutes.
I think I offered. I was like, I used to detail cars. Please let me do it. Let me make it up to you, please. I was like, this car's going to look brand new. I promise you.
And did it?
No. That guy Joey, the Italian cook Joey, kept taking me in the back room and being like, it's okay, everybody throws up in a car sometimes. And then I thought him and Chris LaBelle were going to kill me.
Chris LaBelle used to talk about being in the mob a lot, so you know, I see why you could think that.
Yeah. Oh. So you know, it's not just Bobby. I was also going through it.
Yeah.
So all you boys were, I don't know what would you call this era?
Like,
what would you call it?
A sad time. I don't know.
This time in our lives, if we had to name this era, oh man, that's interesting.
Like the crazy '80s, but yeah. the not that great depression.
Alec
never drank as much though. I felt like as me and Will, like he was not as. Were you? No, you weren't that bad.
No, not really. I've never really had substance abuse problems.
Fucking what a bitch, hey?
Pretty okay about it.
Then what was the thing that made you be like, I don't want to drink? Was it Bobby just watching him?
No. Yes.
I've actually made a lot of people not want to be a comedian as well. I've
honestly, it's just like, I just never really liked it that much. And it would just lead to nights where you're sitting on your friend's torso and punching his legs, trying to get him to stop saying certain things. And it's just like, I don't need that. And then you smoke weed after, and then that makes you feel bad about doing that to your friend. So I'm like, I don't need any of that.
Yeah, it's true. Wow. Can't believe it. You're clean. How long, Malik?
I don't even know, man. I haven't had a drink in a long time.
Wow.
I don't really know.
Wow. You're a better man than I.
I mean, it's not like a feat. I already shouldn't have been drinking. I'm a Muslim. I'm not supposed to have ever had any. So.
Yeah, that's true. Yeah, you're kind of just, trying to get in good with the big guy upstairs again, huh?
Yeah, basically. I'm trying to reclaim my seat.
Nice. So, Malik, COVID-19 positive. How do you feel? You must feel great.
Oh, man. I can't even tell you. No, it does legitimately feel terrible. I was wondering. I didn't think I was going to get it this whole time. I was really feeling positive. But
Most people, it's like in
the home stretch.
Yeah.
You're the main character of your own story, so you think you won't get it.
Yeah.
No, but this would happen to the main character. You know what I mean?
I'm the first
person I know that's gotten COVID.
Yeah, that's true. How is it? I haven't talked to anyone about it who's had it.
Every time I take a breath in from my nose, it burns inside of my nose. So I think what's happening is that I'm never going to be able to smell again.
Nice. Just can't wait to get back on the stage.
Yeah. I think I'm losing my sense of smell, which is going to be ridiculous to just have like this big of a nose without any sense of smell. That's going to be so annoying.
Yeah.
Are you losing your taste?
I think so too. I think, I can't really, everything tastes different.
Wow.
Like coffee tastes really weird. Mm. And, generally, just feel pretty slow and, yeah, it's the stories are true. It's not good. It doesn't feel very good.
No matter what, how good the media says it is, you know, I know they're pumping that COVID's all this great stuff and it rules. It's actually not that good.
Yeah, don't believe it.
Yeah, wow. Well, I'm sorry to hear that. Has your dad got it or anything like that? Yeah. Or your mom? Has your whole family got it?
My mom and my little brother. No, my dad and my brother don't have it. So we're in separate corners of the house. Each with the varying amounts of COVID. I'm the only one who's like actually sick though. Like,
so
I
your
don't
mom
feel
and your
well.
Dad
Everybody's
have not.
Like the other two just like have it.
Wow. That sucks.
Don't know.
What? You don't know what I was going to say. Mm-hmm. They haven't had sex in a while?
Yeah, I do. I think I do. Yeah, that's fine. Ooh, that's what you were going to say.
Bobby said you're a big family guy and you love the show Family Guy.
No. I mean, I love... I don't know why he would say that.
Because you're always quoting Brian.
I mean, the show's okay. I don't quote Brian.
You quote Stewie.
You quote Brian all the time, and you always do the Stewie thing.
Character.
I've written a couple
Brian
spec scripts
in the Stewie voice.
It would actually be so hard to write a spec script for Family Guy because it's like, what fucking Family Guy joke is Family Guy not already done by now? Like, what could you put in there that they haven't already done?
I don't know. I stopped watching years ago.
Yeah, me too. Everyone did. That's also why it would be hard.
Oh, yes, Malik.
No, if you have younger siblings,
I want to
you
ask
you
about the cats. There's a cat.
About the cats.
There's a cat.
There's a cat? What?
Malik.
On Family Guy?
No, Malik has a cat.
No, he doesn't.
No, I don't.
Rosie!
What are you talking about?
He always puts a cat in his Instagram story.
What?
Randy, I don't know what you're talking about.
Randy is so fucked right now.
A family cat.
What? I don't get it. She's
Randy,
laughing really
what
hard.
What the hell you're talking
no,
about?
No, he literally puts a kitten in his Instagram story, like videos of it.
Is this true?
I don't have an Instagram account.
Malik doesn't even, he hates social media. He quit social media. He watched that documentary and said, I'm done.
Yeah.
They're doing this for that?
9/11.
Yeah. It was not to do with social media. He just thought, you know, wow, if they can blow up, you know, the Twin Towers, they can blow up my phone. Gotta get rid of this.
No, that's my cousin's cat, Randy.
Why was there such denial?
Because I was gaslighting you.
Oh, yeah, okay.
That's one of my favorite things to do is gaslight women.
You know what? It didn't even bother me because I get gaslit so much as a woman. I was just like, okay, there is no cat.
Oh, shit, then I'm sorry.
Wow, dude. My fucking co-host, you're going to fucking gaslight my co-host?
No, Rosie's good. She's like 6 months old now. Is there any specific questions you had about her? She's aggressive. She's become aggressive as a cat.
Oh, that's not good.
Who's a bigger
she
daddy's
doesn't know
boy.
How to play.
Who's a bigger what?
Who's a bigger daddy's boy, Randy or Malik?
Oh.
Oh, I think Malik.
I think from what I've heard you say, no, I think I'm more of a mama's boy, to be honest with you.
Oh, don't call yourself that. So I'm not allowed to talk about your dad porking your mom raw as hell, but you're allowed to call yourself a mama's boy? What the fuck?
Yes.
Well, you have to pick one, and you're a mama's boy.
Me? I don't have to pick one. I love my mother. I would not call myself a quote-unquote mama's boy.
Yeah.
You said mama's boy or daddy's. Never mind.
I said daddy's little girl.
You're either a mama's boy or a daddy's girl. Doesn't matter if you're a man or a woman. You got to pick one.
Wow. Malik, do you have
if that's the case, then I'm a daddy's girl.
Oh, okay. Wow. That's hot.
Yeah, I like that. You know, no one ever admits they're a daddy's girl. It's only me.
That's true. And maybe because it's so weird.
Hey, when your dad slips you 100, you'll say you're a daddy's girl too.
Your dad has slipped me 100. He asks for a lot more in exchange, so it's not really worth it. Malik,
what's popping?
Do you have a TMI corner, preferably about your dad getting guts?
No.
Oh my God.
Either one.
Bobby, stop.
Do you have a TMI corner?
I wish I was there to sit on your torso and punch
you
your leg.
You couldn't do that anymore. You're not big enough. You lost all that weight because you quit drinking and you look great.
Thank you.
Come along, kids. It's TMI corner.
TMI corner. I don't know what kind of stuff is normally on the TMI corner.
So the last episode we did bad dates. I was interested to ask people what kind of porn they watch as the next TMI corner.
A lot of mommy stuff from Alec.
Daddy's girl stuff.
Okay, yeah, let's do that. Give us some Pino talk. What kind of porn are you watching in your parents' house, a room away from your mother? With the AirPods in.
I'm in the basement. I'm so far away.
Not far enough. Still same household.
Okay. I'll talk about this, but if I die of COVID, you guys have to delete the episode.
All right.
Okay, yeah.
No, I want this to be your last piece of media release.
This will be your legacy.
Oh, damn. Yeah, it's just plays from like a video casket. Damn it. Okay.
Yeah.
That sounds sick.
This is like hard because I don't think I watch like any specific type of porn. But the thing is, when you say that, it just sounds like you're lying.
Yeah. Like, what's no the first what. when I say porn, what's the first like search topic that comes to your mind?
Search topic?
Like if you're hitting the search bar, what's the first one you're usually going for?
Oh, God.
Come on.
This is TMI.
Wait a minute. This is way too much information.
Wait, hey. Are you guys aware that this is too much information?
People don't want to hear this.
You know, but when we ask questions, we're always willing to answer them ourselves, you know?
Like, except for this.
Like, we would never ask you anything that we wouldn't answer, you know? And that's why.
Okay, how about can you guys give me your answer to make me feel more comfortable?
All right, Randy, you're up.
Okay,
first.
Okay. What I've been watching lately is you know those priests who? Okay, so no. Like, so like a woman goes to a priest and she's like, I cheated on my boyfriend, or like I've been having sexual thoughts, and then the priest is like, okay, well I can get those sexual thoughts out of your body, but whoa. I'll have to use my dick. God threw my dick.
Does it work?
Yeah, it works. No, it doesn't work because it makes her really turned on.
Whoa. Yeah.
So, okay, this one really made me laugh. Like I like porn that's funny too. I don't know. But this guy, he was so weird. He had like a huge mustache, like one of those ones that's like, what is that?
Handlebar
mustache. And he was like pretending he was a priest. And so he like tricked, I guess this is terrible. They keep tricking these women.
This is a whole other kind of porn.
He wasn't really a priest?
No.
The guy with the handlebar mustache?
Wait, so he wasn't really a priest?
But the gross thing was he kept looking at the camera like, I'm lying.
Breaking the fourth wall. Wow.
Yeah, breaking the fourth wall completely.
Just shattering the fourth wall.
Yeah. A real Fresh Prince.
Yeah. Wow.
Yeah. I guess I like funny stuff too. In the search bar, I'll usually type like Comedian Destroys Heckler.
You know, jack off to myself. A little embarrassing, but not really.
What's that guy's name who always has those? His name's like Steve.
Steve Hofstetter.
Yes, yes. So you jerk off to him?
Yeah, I know. I Google him on porn websites. Steve Hofstetter destroys heckler's pussy.
Wow. That's good.
That's about as good an answer as I can give you.
Yeah.
I'm still
okay, Bobby.
You're sick.
Yeah, you're sick.
You lie.
He actually is sick.
I know that you know what porn you watch, and you're lying.
I gave you the deets, and you can't give me the deets. You know what?
The deets, honestly, you know what it is?
No.
You want to hear the fucking truth?
Yes.
Is that I just know these porn stars' names, and then I just search the name of whoever
name
I want
three.
To see.
Well, who's your fave?
Oh. God damn it.
This I got you on another lie, you fuck.
This is so naked.
At least
so
he knows their
right
names,
now.
You know? At least he knows their names.
It's true. I don't even know, you know, my girlfriend's name.
Angela White is a really good one. You guys can look her up, and then you'll know what I look at.
Is her last name White because she's covered in cum?
Whoa.
Yes.
Okay.
That's how she got the name.
Give me another name. Another name of another porn star.
Huh. This doesn't feel good. This feels like I'm on the this witness stand.
You kind of you are
for something that I didn't even know was a crime. Another porn star's name. That's what you want from me.
Yeah.
It's really just her. It's just the one.
Okay.
Oh, God.
I just watch one porn star.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
I just watch one, and then
monogamous.
I can't believe her. You're into this girl.
Let me see her.
I think he's into MILF porn.
I think he's lying. He's. Oh man, Malik, you're the
oh,
worst.
Oh God, I hate this.
You
so
suck,
much,
dude.
Okay, let's go on to
what,
Bobby.
Is it too typical?
Yeah, you're just because now
understand
I know.
This.
I look
See,
at
this
girl.
Is,
she's like just a typically hot valley girl. So I know that you're lying, and you watch way weirder porn than this. And this is the normal porn. So like, I gotta say something on the other end of the spectrum that sounds real.
She's Australian. She's different.
It doesn't matter. Okay.
So you like it when she's
different.
Like,
listen,
you go to bed or not?
I was vulnerable. No. She goes, for gnar.
Gnarly boner. But I know you watch way weirder stuff than that now, because if you just watch kind of weird stuff, like Randy,
I feel bad.
Just said
okay,
I watch super weird stuff, so he said someone's super normal.
I don't know. I believe him.
No, you don't.
Because I can't even deny it. If I say no, I don't, what does that sound like?
You're
yeah,
because
everyone watches weird stuff. Okay,
right, yeah, see?
Let's go to Bobby. Tell us the deets then.
Okay, if I'm doing a Malik cop-out, porn star I've watched lately. I'll go with the Dylan Vox. Malik's seen her work. I'm sure he's familiar.
Let me
get similar
this one.
Dylan
Vox.
To be honest. But
I really don't, honestly. I would never go behind Angela's back like that and watch another.
Malik, I'm going to be
person.
Honest. You'd love her, okay?
Oh, I only get a man when I look up that
really?
Name.
Really? Maybe that's not her name.
What's the name of this priest? I want to look up priest. I'll get into weirder stuff.
I can't remember his name, but there's like a whole series. It's called like... fuck, what is it called? Like, Tricked.
See, that is... That's the thing. Me and Malik cannot say that that's the kind of porn we're into.
I'm not into that porn. My genres change weekly. Like last week.
Okay.
This happened just because it was on the search page and I didn't even like, I just was like, what? And clicked on it. But it was like Spider-Man porn.
Oh yeah. You were saying that.
Yeah. And it's like, he's in the full costume and then he just has a hole.
That.
Yeah. A hole where his dick is and a hole where his butt is. And it really just depends.
I haven't seen the Spider-Man
I just like that one because it's Spider-Man.
Yeah, I just like Spider-Man, yeah.
Yeah.
Like I can watch it with my nephew.
I guess I just watch, I watch Joker stuff. Sure.
You know, I'm more into the Bad Boys.
It's like that website like Tricked, but it's like, it's a Joker themed.
Yeah, it's joked.
He goes pulling out the Joker.
It is funny though. Okay, so I am sexually attracted to Bane. And
nice, me too.
My Bane?
Yeah,
Bane's
hot.
Like Tom Hardy Bane?
Yeah.
But not Tom Hardy. Mm-hmm. Not Tom Hardy at all.
Like not well, just Tom Bane. Hardy's hot, but Tom Hardy as Bane is the hottest. Because of that voice.
Yeah.
That's what you want?
Yes. Man, I hate your pussy.
No, but Australians are weird.
Yeah. Right. Yeah. Yours is fucked up. I've never seen Bane porn, but my friend did say he watched some of it.
It can't be good, though, because that's the thing. Like, the Bane in the porn is going to look like a bootleg Tom Hardy.
It's not going to be
jacked. So, who cares?
Yeah, it's not good.
People don't have the same trainers that Tom Hardy has for the one porn parody that they're going to do. Could you imagine if they went into like 6 months of diet and exercise training to play Bane?
I got this role coming up. I have this really big role.
Where the dark cock rises.
Yeah. Yeah, that's funny.
It's Bobby's turn.
I already went.
What did you say?
I said the name of that porn star.
That doesn't count because we gave you lots.
Yeah, but
me and Malik gave you tons.
Yeah, I divulged.
Really gave me nothing.
A lot.
No, lately, actually, this is
I gave you
this
a
is
lot.
Embarrassing, sort of, because it's not really in vogue to watch this kind of porn right now. But lately, last couple of weeks or so, I've been watching the MILF porn. It's embarrassing. It's like a bro porn, you know? It's like, and I feel every time I do it, I'm like, yeah, you know? It feels like, I don't know, it feels like just basic.
That's weird that you're worried. Yeah, you're worried about how you're being perceived for the porn that you watch? I don't think that's something you should
be
worried about.
It's not like Supreme Store porn, you know what I mean?
What? Just watch whatever and jizz.
Yeah, that's true.
Just watch it.
Just we're just watching it to come, and then we're gonna go like do other stuff. It doesn't matter.
Not me. I'm there all day. I'm banking a couple hours in it at the top.
Has your girlfriend ever walked in on you jerking
it? Nouvelle Riche.
My girlfriend has never walked in on me jerking it. Somehow. Well, no, not somehow, because I do it when she's gone. not just by some accident. Somehow. This is very planned.
You're but no, hanging she from hasn't. The roof like Spider-Man.
Yeah, I'm hanging from the roof, all right. Asphyxiation.
Oh my god.
I reluctantly participated in the whole TMI corner. My stock answer was that I've been playing a lot of Candy Crush lately, so I really didn't expect it to be all of that, to be honest.
People don't usually expect
that. Was gonna be my TMI.
Was that you've been playing Candy Crush?
I've been playing Candy
Crush.
How
was that a TMI corner?
I thought that was embarrassing.
It's not.
It's not.
Apparently not.
You're quarantined. Right, what else are you gonna do?
Okay, we have to wrap up actually. So Malik, anything you wanna plug?
Just follow me on Twitter. That's about it.
What's the handle?
MALIKELASSAL. That's my Twitter, folks.
It'll be in the episode description too. Follow Malik on Twitter.
How it's gonna sound.
Terrible.
I hope it sounds okay.
It won't.
Alexi worked hard at setting this up.
It might sound all right. like a MacBook, you know, microphone. It's not going to sound good.
Yeah. So the other thing we want to plug, obviously, listen to my album. Bad Baby.
It's oh yeah,
everywhere. And give money to Kino
Randy
Cafe.
So good.
Oh, thank you.
You said thank you like you were getting off the bus.
Yeah, I wanted to take a compliment.
I don't take thank compliments
you.
Well.
Thank you.
Like when people say my album's good, I'm like.
When people say a set of mine was good or something, I just go, ugh, no, it was not.
Yeah. Start doing that. Yeah, Bobby, as soon as my album came out, Bobby called me, was like, your album's a fucking piece of shit.
Yeah.
I puked when I listened to it.
I said, I'm just glad I was only doing a guest spot on that show and not the intro, because then my fucking voice would be on that piece of garbage saying, here's Randy Newmeyer. Thank Christ that didn't happen. Anyways, and then I said, you know what I did with this album? I threw it in a dumpster and I lit it on fire because it's what this fucking thing is.
Yeah, I gave him a copy and he destroyed it.
Yeah. That's the only thing that got destroyed on that album, you know what I mean?
You enjoyed that way more than me just being like, it's a good album.
Yeah.
Sorry, no, I appreciate you, Malik. Saying that.
Thanks for coming on the pod.
Yeah.
You look great.
You look great. You look great.
You look good.
For someone who has COVID, you look great.
Mustache a bit much. Bit on the nose for the whole Shia LaBeouf thing, but.
Okay, that's the end.
Brian doesn't have a mustache.
Who?
You know, he's got the energy of a guy.
Okay. Thanks, Malik. Okay.
Goodbye.
Bye.
All right. Thank you.